Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are recording. Okay, there is a story about Prophet Musa alayhi salam that will show us the two kinds of mercy, the sour mercy and the sweet mercy. Okay, so let's start with this story about Prophet Musa alayhi salam. What happened? Prophet Musa alayhi salam said, Ya Allah. He said, Ya Allah. Is there anybody on this earth who knows more than me? So Allah said, yes. Allah said, yes, there are people who know more than you, more than you do. I'm sorry, he said, there is one who knows more than you know. So he said, Ya Allah, I want to find him so that I learn from him. Isn't that right? When you hear that somebody knows more than you, you want to go and find him and learn from him.
What are they called? Unknowing old. I'll wait for you to.
Okay. Yeah. There are seats over here and over there. Okay. You don't need to sit on the floor unless you're trying to be funny. You're not trying to be funny? Yeah. Okay. So he said, Ya Allah, I want to meet that person. I really, really want to meet that person. Why? Because I want to learn from him. So Allah said, fine. Walk by the coastline. Walk by what? Coastline. And when you see, first of all, have a dead fish. Have with you a dead fish. Okay? And walk on. Have a dead fish. And walk next to the shoreline. And if the fish becomes alive and jumps in the water, then you'll find the person that knows more than you. So Prophet Musa got, you know, his helper, and they started traveling. And then when he was walking by the shoreline, by the coast, as he was ordered, okay, he used to get rest. So he came to a rock, okay? He kept walking, checking on the fish. The fish is still alive, still dead. So he keeps walking. And then until he arrived to a rock, and he said to his servant, let's eat lunch. We're so hungry. Let's eat lunch. So they went to look in their stuff to bring lunch. Guess what they found? The fish, huh?
Alive.
No, the fish became alive and jumped into the water. Without them noticing it. So they didn't notice it. You got it? So he said, oops. No, actually, no. After they passed the rock, to be accurate, in Surah and the Quran, Surah Al-Kahf. After they passed the rock, he stopped for lunch, and then they looked for the fish. They didn't find the fish. So he said, Prophet Musa said, oh, let's go back to the rock. This is the last time we saw the fish. So they went back to the rock and they found a slave of Allah, righteous slave of Allah, sitting. So Prophet Musa approached him and he said, can I follow you to learn from you? The guy said, you can't handle. He said, no, you can't handle following me. You can't handle the knowledge that I know. The knowledge that I know is not for everyone to know. The knowledge that I know is not for everyone to know. You won't be able to handle that knowledge. It is something beyond your ability to learn. He said, please. So the righteous guy said, okay. Under one condition, if you see something happening, don't you ever ask me why. Don't you ever ask me why. So then they started traveling together.
What was the dude called? What's his title, like official title?
The righteous slave. Okay? The righteous slave, yeah. Nobody knows his name, really. Some people say his name is Al-Khidr, but this is not authenticated.
I figured it would be something like the all-knower.
The righteous slave. So you can call him RS. The righteous slave. Then You're making the desks dirty. You're doodling on the desks. Can I have this? Thank you.
You know, the exclamation marker on top of the Sharpie, you should erase it.
Yeah. I figured that out in third grade.
Wait, on paper too?
No. It's on like desks or it's on the wall. Actually, you'll try it on the wall.
Oh, talking about this? Okay. Don't talk about this, okay? Because I'm talking. We can't be talking when I'm talking. Oh, yeah, you're right. I wasn't talking. Okay. Now, Prophet Musa is following the righteous guy. I'm sorry, what is traveling with the righteous guy? And they were traveling the coastline. And they had no money, basically. They had no money. They had very little stuff. And then they were trying to cross the coastline. They're trying to cross the sea to the other side.
I have a question. So Prophet Musa was by himself when he was on the coast, right?
Yes. Okay. No, with his servant, but he let his servant go.
Oh.
He was traveling with his servant. When they found the righteous guy, Prophet Musa begged of him to stay. He said, "You won't be able to handle the knowledge." He kept saying, "Please, please, 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 please." He said, okay.
Cherries on top.
But don't ask me. Don't ask me about what's happening. So he said, okay. Prophet Moses said, fine. So now they went. They want to cross the sea to the other side. They were looking for a what? To cross the other side?
Bridge.
Not a bridge. Boat. At that time, it's going to be boat, right? So they went into people who own boats. Can you please give us a ride to the other side? We're poor. Get out of here. Okay, they move to the next one. Can we please give us a ride? Get out of here. 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 Everybody doesn't want to give them rides because they are poor. They don't have anything to pay. So now they found, finally, they found a boat of really, really, really nice and kind people. Very, very nice and very, very kind people. He found that boat. Okay? Come here.
Me? But I'm not even talking.
Huh?
I'm not even talking. Not even talking.
You're looking down there. Are you playing with something? Oh, okay. That's fine. I just wanted to turn off your screensaver. Remember the tickling approach? Okay. If you see your neighbor is not paying attention, then tickle your neighbor.
I'm paying attention.
Okay, hold on. The story is really exciting story. You can't believe how exciting it is. Did you ever hear this story before?
No.
Okay, it's in the Quran. It's very, very, very amusing story. Very incredible story. Yeah. So they finally found the righteous good people, good hearts, kind people that tells them to them, "We will take you with us. No problem. No problem. You have no money, no problem. We'll take you with us and feed you." So they hosted them on the boat, they fed them, and they were so kind to them. When they used to fishing, those guys, the owners of the boats, their work is to fish. Catch fish and sell the fish in the market. That's their job. So when we arrived to the other side, the owners of the boat, they went to the market to sell their stuff. And Prophet Musa and the slave, they went on their way. Suddenly the slave said to Prophet Musa, "Stop. Back to the boat." And they went back to the boat. And then the righteous guy got a hammer, an axe, and started ruining the boat. He ruined the boat really bad. See, you asked the question. Didn't we say you're not going to ask questions?
Yeah, but like that makes no sense. They fed you and
it all makes sense at the end.
Yeah, so he got the axe and he ruined the boat. The Prophet Musa could not handle it, just like you. Why are you doing this? You're so mean. Those guys who give us... He literally got mad at him. Those guys who give us ride, give us food, and we're so kind. You're ruining their boat. Are you out of your mind? So, Prophet... Then the righteous guy said, "First strike." Haven't I told you not to ask me questions? First strike. So he said, Prophet Muhammad said, oops, I'm sorry. I promise I'm not going to do it again. So he said, okay, we'll see. Then he took him to travel to a town. When they arrived to the town, there was a boy playing. So the righteous guy told the boy, come, follow me.
Somebody ask a question.
Come. Come. So then the boy, the cute little boy.
Wait, is the righteous guy the righteous slave?
The righteous guy, he's called the righteous slave. We all are slaves of Allah, so.
Oh.
He was called in the Surah Al-Kahf. I'm using his name on the Surah. Al-Abd al-Salih. The righteous slave. So now, he talks to this boy, and he takes this boy away from everybody else, and then he brings out a knife, and he kills the boy. You haven't heard about this story before? It's an amazing story. He did what, Nala? He killed the boy. You see? He killed the boy. So, do you have a problem with that?
So, really cute. Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Uh-huh. And then Prophet Musa went really, really out of his mind. He said, you killed the boy? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You killed the boy? I can't. See, and under the shirt, huh?
I won't use it. I was just texting my dad.
Oh, good.
Sure. He's coming early, but I told him to stay.
Okay. You're caught. That's fine, but don't use it again.
Oh, I'm not.
Okay. All right. So the wing over there, they will have a left wing and a right wing. All right. So he killed the guy. Okay. You understand what I'm saying? Killed the boy. He killed the little boy.
So didn't they lead the boy away from their parents?
Yes, they seduced him, like lead him a little bit far away. And then when nobody's seeing them, he killed the boy. Killed the boy with a knife. So Prophet Musa went out of his mind, said, what? No way. No way. Don't tell me anything. You killed that boy? Huh? So he said, second strike.
He didn't say why.
Second
strike. Yes, he said, don't ask me why.
Yes.
He didn't say why. So
how was that? But he was still questioning his...
Oh, okay.
Still questioning of him doing that. So why did he do that? He said, huh? Second strike. Huh? And then third strike. Third thing. They traveled in the desert, seeking, heading towards the town. And then when they are traveling, it was hot, they got hot and angry and miserable. And when they arrived to the town, they were, oh my God, they were very tired, very exhausted. Text. Okay. Very exhausted, all right? So guess what did he do? He knocked on the door of the temple. We are guests. We are travelers. Please, can you give us some food and water? Get out of here. They go to the next door. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Can I raise that?
Yeah. Get out of here. All right. So then they were so mean, unbelievably mean. They didn't just care about them. Let them go. They said, go to hell. Huh? Then what happened? Huh? Guess what happens after? He suddenly went to a ruined home. Home just basically abandoned and ruined. Badly ruined. You know? It's very old, ruined home. And then he started fixing it. Started fixing a wall on it. He started bringing, while he was tired and exhausted, he bought a balm, like the trunk of a tree. He did this and that to support, and he carried stones to fix that wall for the house, for the old house. And Prophet Musa is watching. Oh my God, what's this guy doing? Then he went to him, couldn't you just, for the sake of Allah, couldn't you ask them to pay us some food and water for fixing that wall? shouldn't you? Then he said, huh? Third strike. Ruining the boy. Killing the boy and fixing the wall. Okay, so he told him, I'm going to tell you about the secrets now. He said,
No.
Get them excited.
So what do you think, just so I have time to write,
oh.
What do you think the reasons are?
Yeah, think of reason. Let's say with ruining the boat. Just think of it. Why would ruining the boat was good? Because it was done by this righteous guy. By the way, this righteous guy, okay, has a knowledge that entitled him to do that, okay? So
meaning it was for the greater good.
Didn't you say it so you can write?
No, I need to finish.
Huh? Suggestions, girls, you're smart girls. Tell me, deep thinkers. Tell me.
Even if you think it's like completely not gonna happen.
Basma. So, why did he ruin the boat? Anybody have suggestions? Why? Huh? Okay. Why did he ruin the boat? He ruined the boat because, huh?
Because the people didn't have celebration on it.
That one?
People didn't celebrate on it.
No. If they got the fish, they went to the market to sell it.
It was for their benefit.
To their benefit. It was to their benefit. Give up? Everybody gave up? I'm going to tell you the reason. He said, I knew from the knowledge that Allah gave me. From the knowledge of Allah gave me. He called it divine knowledge. He said, from the divine knowledge I was given, I ruined the boat because right down there, a mile away, there is a king who is very harsh king, very bad king. He wants to go to war. So what's the easiest thing to do when a king wants to go to war in the sea, in the ocean or the sea? What's the thing that he will first do? Huh?
Buy boats.
Not buy boats.
We'll get boats from other people.
Yes. Seize boats from the people, steal the boats from the people. He and his soldiers are walking, okay? When they meet a fisherman with boats, say, take off this boat, take out this boat. This boat is ours. If the owner rejects, then the owner is killed. So, take this boat. And then when it comes to the boat of the good guys, the kind guys, the king said, we don't want the boat. Why?
Because it's ruined.
So he
robbed. Instead of having to start from scratch and get a completely new boat, the good people would now just need to repair it a little bit, which is much cheaper than the boat itself.
So now, if he left their boat like the way it is, then the bad king is going to come and seize the boat. Take the boat away from them. And if they object, then kill them. How did he know that? Because of the divine knowledge. So we have two kinds of knowledge. We have the Sharia knowledge and divine knowledge. Divine knowledge is called this way because it has to do with the business of Allah. Okay, bringing down mercy, is it the business of Allah or the business of angel or somebody else? Bringing down mercy. Oh my God, you girls are not with me. Bringing down mercy. It's the business of who? Allah, right? So, based on what? Based on Allah's knowledge. So, Allah knew that. So, the good slave, the righteous slave, knew ahead of time. How did he know ahead of time? He knew the divine knowledge. Why did Allah give him the divine knowledge? Because Allah wants him to give mercy. Allah wants him to give what? Mercy.
His job is pretty much to change the sequence of events that will happen if he did not have that knowledge. And so, I don't know if he's taught you this, but has he talked about the two books? Have you talked?
Not yet. There are two knowledge, two kind of knowledge. The knowledge of Islam, or the knowledge of Sharia, or the knowledge, the apparent knowledge, and the divine knowledge. In order for you to bring the mercy of Allah, you need to know divine information. How come this guy knew ahead of time that the king is going to seize the boat? Huh?
He has the divine knowledge.
Ah, they have the divine knowledge. So by ruining the boat, was he doing them favor?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So their boat is saved. Now, after the king leaves, then what they do, you're going to fix their boat and then go on to the business. How about the other boats? All gone. Just like sometimes when the country goes to war, the president would seize all cars to be used in the battle. All trucks from the people, takes away all trucks from the people without paying them anything, just to be used in the war. You know, something like that. And
the first one is knowledge of Islam, right?
Yes, knowledge of Sharia in general, or apparent knowledge. Say apparent knowledge.
Or divine. Is there a D in knowledge?
Yeah.
Apparent knowledge, mm-hmm. And then apparent knowledge, and then divine knowledge. So, why did he need to learn about the divine knowledge again? Why did he need to learn about the divine knowledge? Because he's in charge of bringing Allah's mercy down. Okay. Now the second question, killing the boy. Any idea? Any idea about killing the boy? Perfect, Dima. Dima today is a star. She corrected me in the Arabic class. And I did something wrong and she corrected it. And here we go. She got this. She got the answer right.
In hindsight, though, she was really tired.
It happened.
The problem is this cute boy, this guy, by having the divine knowledge, this guy knew that the boy is going to grow up to be a disaster. He's going to torture his parents. He's going to embarrass them. He's going to beat them up. He's going to make them the most miserable parents on earth. How did he know that? From the divine knowledge. Is it apparent knowledge? No. It's a divine knowledge.
But by killing them, wouldn't the parents be miserable also?
See? Sour mercy. Like ruining the boat. Making the people miserable by ruining the boat. Which one is better?
I mean, the boat, in the end, it would have been apparent that what was going to happen if their thing had been damaged, if they looked around and was like, where's the rest of the boats here? But for the boy one, it's really sour, because all you know is your son was murdered, and he was the most adorable thing on earth, right? And
yes.
He was your kid.
You know how boys change when they become teenagers? They became
hormones.
Yeah. And they became so terrible. So terrible. I have two of them. So I can tell you.
Oh yeah, there's like the story.
They were cute
about, like,
when
two boys murdered their parents.
It's not coincidence that he always teaches girls classes.
Alright. Hello?
Okay.
Dima said the answer, and the answer is they knew that the boy is going to grow up to be a terrible son, and he's going to shower. His parents are going to be so ashamed of him. He's going to beat them up. He's going to do. Maybe, like she said, maybe he's going to kill them, just like the boy who killed his father and mother. So he knew that. How come he knew that? Because of he got that
the divine knowledge.
The apparent knowledge says nothing. This is a boy. That's the apparent knowledge. Divine knowledge knows about, knows about this. Okay. Any suggestions about fixing the wall? Oh, hold on. Before killing the boy, he said, these parents were righteous parents. Allah wanted to give them a gift. So Allah made me kill their boy. That's a gift to them. Why? Because they are so righteous. Do you see what I'm seeing? You see what I'm seeing here?
So do the parents ever find out?
Huh?
Doesn't like ISIS like these kind of stories and then like misinterpret it? And
no, not this one. This one is clearly about divine knowledge, especially for divine people. Now, divine people.
I don't think ISIS has any reason to back up or like textual evidence in the Quran to back up what they do. They're just like, it's in the Quran somewhere in there. I don't know where to do it later.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Basically, this story is totally different, and this is a story of divine knowledge versus apparent knowledge. Okay, go ahead.
Did the parents ever find out the reason?
Well, that's another good question from Dima. Would the parents ever find out the reason? No. Not until the day of judgment. So if they trust Allah, they wouldn't be so mad. Guess what happened? Then Allah replaced the boy with another righteous boy. You got it? So Allah, the divine slave, knew that the second boy is going to be an angel. And the first boy is going to be a devil.
The devil himself. Quite literally.
And those parents can have only one boy. Can't have two. One. Why? Because this is what Allah decreed. That those parents can have only one child. And they are righteous parents. So Allah did them a favor. The boy, the bad boy was killed, and the good boy was came to replace him. And this is a gift to them. Why? Because they were righteous. You might say, oh yeah, they were righteous, a gift that they that he killed their son. Yes, it's mercy. But is it sour mercy or sweet mercy? Sour mercy. Then about the three, about the wall. Who knows about the wall?
The wall? You mean
the wall that he fixed.
Wait, the boat, sour mercy. No, the ruined house.
What do you? All of these are sour. No,
it's not sweet. MashaAllah, takbir. That's right. These, there are two orphans that had very righteous parents. So Allah wanted to reward the parents by giving the boys treasure. Okay? So the parents had the treasure, and they put it under the wall, under this wall. Why? Because they were dying, and their children would be left alone, okay? Adopted, or left alone, okay? So they want, if those kids have this treasure, what's going to happen? Those mean people of the town, what are they going to do?
Steal it,
that's right. So Allah sent me to build the wall, to rebuild the wall. So it will stay out there. It will stay up until they grow up. And when they grow up, they will come there and get out their treasure. That's right. Now you understand the reason? Now let's go and analyze this story. Okay, so the divine knowledge is, what's the difference between divine knowledge and apparent knowledge over there? Time for me to ask questions. What's Nella? What's the difference between divine knowledge and apparent knowledge? Huh?
So the parents are righteous?
No, apparent knowledge.
Oh. Oh, because divine knowledge, it's rare, like nobody really has it.
Which is what? Huh?
It's like sour. Sour mercy?
No. Divine knowledge. I'm talking about divine knowledge.
Oh.
Killing the boy is sour mercy.
Yeah.
Ruining the boat is sour mercy.
Divine knowledge is like
sweet.
That the boy was
knowing the future.
Who gave him this knowledge? Why Nala? He was given this knowledge. He was given this knowledge because Allah wanted him to. Huh? Oh, guys, leaving girls. Why did Allah give him this knowledge? Why?
Release Allah's mercy on the people.
So he brings down the mercy of Allah to people. So bring down the mercy of Allah to people. Is that what you wanted to say? Yes. So, what if I tell you that I'm a righteous? Hello. If I tell you that I'm a righteous guy, hello. If I tell you that I'm a righteous guy and I have the divine knowledge. Then what do? You say you're a liar. Why? Because if I am this guy, then nobody will know. If I know, if you know about them, then they are not. You understand? Do you understand? If there is anybody who knows about that righteous person, it means that this is not the righteous person. Why? Because you shouldn't know about him. Okay? So if you know that from somewhere somebody tells you, oh, I've seen the righteous guy, then you say, he's not the divine slave. He's not. He does not have the divine knowledge, because if he does, then
you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know.
He might be like a well-known criminal for all you know, because he went around, chopping up boats and murdering people.
Yes, and then says, I have divine knowledge. No, you don't have divine knowledge, because you will not say, and nobody will know. Those people are completely hidden. You don't know them. I don't know if they even still exist until today or not. Okay? But I don't know, and there is no way I know. And if somebody, if I see a person killing a boy, I'm going to dial 911. I'm going to dial 911 and say, hey, this guy says he's a divine slave, he has divine knowledge, and he's killing boys and ruining boats. Come get him. Okay? When the righteous slave ruined the boat, was he caught? Was he caught? No. How come? Because he knows the future. So he knows that he will not be caught. When he killed the boy, was he caught?
No.
No. Why? Because
the divine knowledge will be caught.
The divine knowledge told him that. Okay. All right. When he fixed the wall, was he seen fixing the wall? No, he wasn't seen fixing the wall. Okay? You got it? Okay. Now, what happened is that Allah brings down His mercy, and Allah, for a reason, for a wisdom, He brings this mercy through people and through Himself. The mercy that goes through people is called sour mercy. It always comes with pain. Ruining the boat, is it sour or sweet mercy?
Sour.
Sour mercy. Good job.
Sour.
Killing the boy, is it sour or sweet?
What's the question?
Ruining the boat, is it sour mercy or
sour.
Or sweet mercy? Sour. Now, killing the boy, was it sweet or
sour.
How about fixing the walls?
Okay, that's sweet.
Huh? Was it sweet? Yeah. Okay, now, let me tell you what happened there. In the story of the Quran, he said, I wanted to fix the boat.
He said like that.
That's number one.
I wanted to fix the boat.
And number two, okay, and then number two, he said, we wanted to kill the boy. We wanted to kill the boy. Oh my God. And then the third, he said, Allah wanted me to fix. Allah wanted the wall to be fixed. So, about ruining the boat, he said, I did it. Okay?
I'm trying to see.
Yeah, if you write... If you don't write in your homework, I get knocked down. You're knocked down by one. Okay. And then in the second, killing the boy, he said, we. He said what?
We.
It's not fair. Wallah, it's not fair. It's not fair. This time of the class is, the time of the class is so precious. It's 45 minutes. It's not fair. It's not fair. It's not fair. You need to listen and you need to stop getting...
I'm sorry.
Okay? Okay. Any idea why? Of course, I know the answer, that no. Can you tell? Let me see. Maybe one of you can. Can you tell me why is it I for ruining the boat? We for killing the boy, and Allah for fixing the wall? Ah, okay.
I put him next to
Allah delegates. Why did he say, I, the righteous guy, he was saying, I ruined the boat.
Yeah, for the example, I ruined the boat. The second one with the...
We killed the boy.
We killed the boy. And then the third one was, Allah told me to fix the wall. So once we hit sweet...
Okay.
Allah, right?
So...
Yes.
Yeah. Allah has people... Allah has people who take care of his business. Okay?
Mercy.
Allah selects people to give them divine knowledge so that they can bring down his mercy. Okay? So why did he say I? He was in charge of this time. He was the guy that was his territory. He was in charge of bringing Allah's mercy to the people. So he did it. He decided that was his. Allah gave him the authority to decide and act. So he decided and acted. He decided and acted. Okay. Then, who are we? Why isn't it that we decided to kill the boy? Why not I? Huh? Because there are other people who are involved, divine slaves that are involved. That's going to bring the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala down. Okay? How about the last thing? Which is, why did he say Allah wanted? Because it's a mercy, it's a sweet mercy. Did the boys suffer by fixing the walls?
Yeah.
They didn't suffer anything.
Oh, wait, wrong boys.
They don't even... They did.
Musa and the divine slave, righteous slaves, were very hungry and yet they still fixed the wall, so they kind of suffered. But the other boys, the orphan boys, did not.
I need your phone number. I'm talking to your parents.
Wait, why?
Oh man, you would be laughing so much.
Oh, sorry.
Did you see a clown?
Yeah, her.
Okay. So the mercy brought by people is sour mercy. But the mercy brought by Allah is sweet mercy. Those two boys would never knew that somebody came to fix the walls. They were just grow up to pick up the treasure without knowing that Allah has sent someone to fix the wall. Now, why did Allah, why is the second one we decided to kill the boy? Huh? Yes?
Other people
come in the picture because the boy's life is going to be long. So there will not be the boy's life is going to be long, and there will be other people, other divine slaves, who come and get involved. So the divine slave who is involved with the boy when he grows up and become a criminal, okay, this was not the same divine guy. So basically, I can see them basically making a conference. For example, and then the righteous slave is saying, okay guys, what should I do now with this boy? Is there any other way that we can fix it without killing him? Then one of the angels would probably say, no, he cannot be changed. He's going to grow up to be criminal. There's no way you can change that unless you take away his free will and make him like robot, which is not going to happen. So then they ask the other angel, they say, is there a way that we can make the parents have two boys? He said, no. Allah decided to give them only what? One boy. So there's no fix. Okay. So they were basically conferencing together somehow and deciding about this matter. And then the only possibility was to all of them is just to kill the boy. After consulting with all those divine slaves, is to just kill the boy. And they killed him. And as you said, the parents will never know. They will never ever know until the day of judgment that they did, Allah did what's good for them. Now, there are situations when Allah wants good for you, but you don't understand it, you don't realize it. I'll give you an example. There were people, friends that I knew back there in the 90s. And those people, the wife wasn't working, the husband was working, and he got laid off. He lost his job. He tried to get back to find another job, and there was no other jobs available. So he started borrowing money, and he opened a gas station. He opened what? A gas station with car wash. He became multimillionaire, and he bought other gas stations. And this way he became millionaire. When he lost his job, was it sour or sweet?
Sour.
Was it sour? It is sour. Did he feel pain?
Yeah.
Yes. He felt pain because he lost his job. How about, is it good for him or bad for him?
Good.
If there was a divine servant or a divine slave who knew the future, he would have told him, don't worry, guy. Don't worry, man. You lost your job. Don't worry. You're going to be rich. Go get the gas station and blah, blah. No. No. He never knew what's going to happen. And he was so sad. He was so sad. Another guy, he wanted to travel. Okay? And then he missed the flight. Missing the flight, is it sweet or sour?
Sour.
And he was so mad he missed the flight. And then guess the news came that this flight, what happened to it?
Is it time to go?
Oh, 5 more minutes penalty.
But that's not fair.
Oh,
I
not. Okay, 5 minutes penalty. Okay, so where were we?
The flight,
yeah. So was it good for him? Yes. Did he know that?
What happened to the flight though?
Yeah. It's crashed. It's flight something. Remember the name. TWA flight something.
Wait, when was this?
90? Huh? In the 90s. Yeah, in the 90s. Do you see here what I'm trying to say? Okay? Now.
Wait. Can I go to the bathroom?
Yes, you can take your stuff with you. Don't come back if you want. By the time you come back, everybody will be out. Okay, recapping. If somebody tells you I'm a divine slave, you tell him what?
No.
You're a liar. If somebody tells you that he knows a divine slave, then you tell him that what? A liar. Would we ever feel or see those people? No. Allah protected them. Because giving them the divine knowledge, they know exactly what to do, and they know how to do it so that they are not caught. Do you understand? Okay. If you feel like you're a divine slave of Allah and you want to practice this job, okay?
Don't tell
go,
anybody.
Go to the first mental hospital. Okay, you see. Because these things are only for truly the people who have divine knowledge, and they know Allah told them, not like delusions
divine,
or
if they were a person that had divine knowledge, they wouldn't be telling anyone, right?
Yes, and you will not know. No one will know. And this guy, the divine slave, was very poor, by the way. He couldn't have money to pay for crossing the sea. He didn't have money to buy food and drink before traveling to this town. They were suffering. Yeah. So, the bottom line, also another lesson to learn from this story is that you might wish for something and it's bad for you. And you might... You might hate something, but it's good for, huh? Good for you. Can you think of an example, just example of how you desired things and turned out to be awful idea?
Maybe it was a time that you got a really good grade on a test,